Come on. Are you ready?
Welcome to Dave and Mahoney.
You cut somebody off and they're like real mad and you're like,
you're doing real good, bucko.
You know what my wife does?
Peace sign.
A peace sign. Wow, that's so passive aggressive. I love it.
And then shows a peace.
Like, all right, we're choosing violence today. Dave and Mahoney. There's about 4,000 boxes got packed.
Chris was slacking on his beans.
We're like, I was pulling cans from my left hand and Dave's to my left. And him and I touched hands like every 5 seconds.
The sexual tension was fraught, bro.
That's why frazzled.
That's why I kept missing the bean.
It's very typical of a man to forget where a bean is.
Dave and Mahoney.
So I'm listening to your guys' show and you're going on about things in the ocean that were just discovered and what looks like a killer dildo, and I think I found a name that the scientists really need to consider, and that is the Kildo.
Message that is deleted. Not how I want to go, my friend.
It is how I want to go.
Different strokes.
Alright.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us on this Wednesday. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news.
Tipping culture has gotten totally out of control. And I know we've talked about this a lot on the show because it seems to be an everyday annoyance now. You go to get a cup of coffee, they want to tip. You have food delivered, of course, you should tip on that. But everywhere that you go now, it seems like more and more places are asking for tips when there's not really a service being provided, right? Like, even if you go to Starbucks and they're making you like a customized drink, that would, I think, be a service. But if somebody just sells you a 20-ounce bottle of Coca-Cola at a retail outlet, do you tip on that? Like, it just feels like tipping has gone too far. Correct. And it's just a way for these corporations to pay their employees less because, oh, you have a chance to make tips. And, I mean, I'm one of the guilt tippers. I tip a lot of times when maybe I shouldn't. But
because we worked in the service industry and calling somebody a bad tipper is just like one rung below being called a racist in this day and age.
It's pretty bad. Yeah, if you call somebody a bad tipper, that's hard to overcome for a lot of people, and understandably so. And like you said, Mahoney, people that worked in the service industry certainly appreciate the importance of getting those tips. I know that I counted on them when I was waiting tables to make ends meet. But this is ridiculous. A new restaurant chain in New York City is using screens with people to take your order as opposed to actual human beings. And these people are piped in via Zoom. And they're being piped in from the Philippines instead of having in-person employees to greet customers and help them with the checkout, taking advantage of what they call a wage gap between New York City and Southeast Asia. And despite the virtual setup, customers are still being prompted to add tips.
You're on Zoom, and
you want me to tip you?
Not happening.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Not happening.
I have started to not tip.
You gotta be in front of me, man. Yeah. You gotta be in front of me.
I've just straight up started to not tip.
Yeah. On some sort of campsite, doing sexual things.
That's
then
totally different.
I'll throw some coins.
You are providing a service. some good news today as well. Finally, an armed man, because we hear lots of reports of armed people doing terrible things. This is over in Scotland. Was not actually somebody with malicious intent. He was just a nerd. He went to a Star Wars cosplay event wearing an Imperial Stormtrooper costume with a kilt. And somebody thought that he was a dude that was carrying a gun around. And
so they
called the authorities and you're like, you didn't notice the Stormtrooper helmet?
Or the kilt?
Or the kilt going with the Stormtrooper outfit?
I'd be like, if you think I've got a concealed weapon under this kilt, why don't you check?
The police took him home to retrieve a bag for his props, so that way his blaster was put away.
Ew.
And advised him not to wear his full stormtrooper armor on the train in the future so as not to freak people out.
But who's freaked out by a stormtrooper?
I know.
I mean, unless you're a rebel.
True.
But then they can't shoot.
They can't shoot.
Yeah.
They always do.
Dave and Mahoney. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So the other day on the show, we were talking about ganglion cysts, which is a very specific thing, and how, as a Bible cyst, as Audrey called it, and I whacked it with an actual Bible. And I got a message from a friend of ours that listens to the show, and he said, I think that my social media may be spying on me listening to your show, because he got an ad for ganglion cysts, which is, again, a very specific thing.
If you've never had one, why would you, and you've never Googled it? I hate how creepy that is.
So here's something else that is very creepy, and it's getting a lot of flack, and I think rightfully so. So JP Morgan Chase has launched a new service called Chase Media Solutions, and it allows advertisers to target its 80 million customers based on their recent purchase history using Chase credit cards. This move has drawn comparisons to the surveillance depicted in 1984, and the bank has already tested the service for companies like Air Canada and Solo Stove and Blue Bottle and Whataburger. Advertisers can target customers with personalized offers seen within J.P. Morgan's app or website.
But, I mean, what about that oversized adult toy that I bought as a novelty gag gift for a white elephant party?
Mahoney, we all know it's a gag gift, but it wasn't for a white elephant party.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
I got a message for you.
Leave a message for the Dave and Mahoney Show anytime by calling 833-YO-DUMMY. That's 833-963-8669.
Did you get that? Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, on that subject of sharing, I would say it is a good thing simply because of the world we live in. You must know where your significant other is in case of emergency. That's why I always let my wife know where we are going, where I'm at.
Sharing your location.
Sharing location, yeah. No, not for me. I mean, I'll just go ahead and risk
it. You guys are so ridiculous.
What do you mean?
It's not like I'm... So I am pro sharing my location with literally everyone. I think that there are toxic people who definitely abuse that. And I don't find either of you or your wives to be utilizing that in a toxic manner. Same for me and my husband. I do think that there are people who abuse it. I see absolutely no harm
at all. It's a generational thing, I think, where we have the divide. Because Dave and I, we were free range children. We were out there.
We just get on our BMX and disappear into the woods.
So, did you say free range kids?
That's right.
Free range kids. That's what they're calling kids now whose parents aren't, you know, just constantly helicoptering
free
around
range.
Them.
Organic.
At all points in time. You know, for me, I just don't, you know, same thing. It's like same thing with bank accounts. There's more downside than there is upside.
So you don't share a bank account?
We don't.
And that's... I think perfectly normal. And if you do share a bank account, I think that's also normal.
You do you.
Yes.
But
no
I'm saying,
rule for everyone.
I know what works for me.
Yeah.
And if my wife saw the dumb crap that I bought, we would not be married.
Yeah. I am with you. Like, let's just not have an argument. Same thing about, like, location sharing. It would be a I would feel like it was a big violation if my wife was like, hey, you were here at this time. Mm. What were you doing there?
I don't want to have
to. Be like, it's probably gambling or making a bad decision. Leave me alone.
I think that's what because you're anti it, you think that people use it for.
There are lots
what
of people
else
who
no,
do.
No, that's what my original argument was, is that there are toxic people, of course.
Yeah, but what else would you use it for?
Your partner's not going to be like, Dave, you were at... Your wife's just not like that. So your wife's not going
to
utilize it for that. I don't do that.
I don't want my wife to see... If I'm at McDonald's at 11 p.m.
See, but
or 11 a.m.
You got stuff to hide, though, man. That's the difference.
But it's not actually bad stuff. Just things you don't need to know.
Of course. You're trying to hide your McDonald's, your fast food.
You don't need to know that I stopped at Arby's on the way to the gym. That can be
You're not, like, watching it like a sim. Like, I'm not sitting here going, let me just have... my husband's location pulled up right now to see if he's still asleep. Like, that would be the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
It's more like last night, you know, he was coming back home and I was alone by myself checking to see if he's on his way. Go, oh, okay. And then we put my phone down.
Don't like it.
There's different for everyone.
For everyone.
Different strokes, different folks.
They have features where you can just share. Like occasionally if I'm headed over to Dave's house, I could share my ETA with him.
Sure,
temporarily.
That's like you edging on the cusp of location share.
But also, let me say, I don't care. Well, the way that I'll find out that you're at my house is when you arrive at the door.
Why?
I don't need to know how your drive is going.
I'm sure it's fine.
I've got nothing. Isn't that hurtful?
I think that would hurt my feelings.
I send that over to you so you can hurry up if you need to rub one out.
That I appreciate.
Yeah.
Like, I've only got six more minutes. I better get to work.
Like, man,
that's gross.
Like, if there's like a 30-minute window, you know, like, you got stuff.
That's not gross. We're each other's porn accountability partners. That's totally normal.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, have any of you viewed the Bold and the Bougie show? I'm thinking about tuning in and seeing what it's all about. How about the Mama June also? It seems very entertaining.
Message deleted.
Bold and Bougie?
Never heard of that,
but I do have some drama about Mama June.
Didn't she like blow all of her money?
So Honey Boo Boo just turned 18, and yes, she's
There's no money. Hey, Mom,
where's all of my money that I've been making for this family? You've bought cars, you've bought homes, you've bought drugs.
A lot of meth.
Where's all of the money? Honey Boo Boo, just recently, not that long ago, was even on Dancing with the Stars, not even just on TLC. So there should have been even more recent money gone. She wanted to go to college. Can't.
Wow.
Can't. Mama cool. June spent all of her money on herself. Disgusting.
Did we not know that this was going to, how this was going to happen, though?
Yeah,
but
man.
You know, I mean, of course we did.
I feel like the world and the producers behind Honey Boo Boo who are exploiting the family.
But you feel bad for Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, the kid. Yeah. I feel bad for the kids.
Exploitation of children for the parental gain. I thought that there were laws. I actually thought that there was supposed to be only X amount of money that was able to be taken out from parents because of this.
The producers of that show should, like, there should have been things in place to verify that because you're literally a hillbilly.
But the article I read said that she found, like, a loophole to that. So there is, like, protections in place. She found a way around that. And then, like you said, drugs.
So, and new veneers. Yeah. Ugh.
But like that, like it becomes a whole lot less entertaining and funny to me when you realize like what a dirtbag she is.
Yeah,
and there's kids. That sucks. Yeah,
and you exploited this child from the time she was, you know, a very, very
like
little
six.
Girl.
You're willing to sacrifice your child's future so you can do drugs?
The only amount of money that Honey Boo Boo left I think is like $40,000, and she wants to go to school. And let me tell you what she's not getting for $40,000.
A college education.
Please leave a message.
By the way, The Bold and the Bougie on WeTV.
Thank you. I was curious.
Is basically just like a Real Housewives knockoff.
Okay. Thank you.
My son has officially hit that age where he doesn't want to show me affection while we're out in public. So I decided I'm going to step up my game and become one of those moms that's constantly wearing the hair curlers in her hair and wears nothing but a bathrobe with nothing underneath.
Oh my God.
It's happening.
You're going to go to prison for that. You're going to jail, lady.
Does that make you nervous? Because you've still got babies.
Yeah.
Like that day where your kids start getting like embarrassed.
They're too cool. Yeah. I feel like that's just so heartbreaking, you know, because
that's the first thing I thought.
It doesn't matter how cool you are, because we have arguably one of the greatest jobs in the history of jobs.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't think. But it doesn't matter. I did an interview with Drew Brees one time, and he's like, my kids don't care that I'm Drew Brees.
You know who they're impressed by? Tom Brady.
Do you not remember when they were
out there throwing the ball around? It was like, Uncle Tom's out here.
No, like,
he's cool, but somehow, I mean, but to be fair, the kids are right. Tom Brady, way cooler than Drew Brees.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
You know, we've all had a night out of the bar where we maybe have been a touch overserved, but never throw a chair off of the sixth story of a bar. Maybe it's happened, but it wasn't caught on tape.
But your buddies stopped you.
We did have a promotion where we threw a couch off a strip club with the guys from Hell Yeah.
We did?
You don't remember that? Hell no. You don't remember that?
Not really.
Like Vinnie Paul and
with Pantera
Corey
Light.
Taylor. Hey, I loved Hell Yeah, man.
It was Pantera Light.
It is Pantera Light, literally. Sure it's like the remaining members of Pantera just shifted into a new font.
There were the guys from the band Hell Yeah was a lot of fun. And if you didn't love Vinnie Paul, if you never had the chance to meet Vinnie Paul, your life is not complete. I'm just saying.
Vinnie Paul
sounds
was
like I'm missing some couch throwing.
A national treasure. He really was. One of the nicest, total badass rock stars that you'll ever have the chance to meet.
My spirit animal. Just always shirt unbuttoned, chain, and chest hair for days.
How did this turn into a love fest for Hell Yeah?
Well, mostly Vinnie Paul.
Okay. Mostly Vinnie. Well, Corey Taylor, too. Yeah.
Well, because Pantera was known very famously back in the day for throwing a lot of things. Now we have a country star in this case that is accused of chucking a chair. When I first heard this story, I was like, oh, you know, he threw it off a roof. I was thinking it was like a two-story building.
Sure.
And then you see the video of this, and it is a six-story building.
And you see the kind of chair, metal chair.
Yeah.
Like that hits somebody, they're dead. They are dead.
And it almost did hit some cops, so they were not impressed. He got arrested for it. But now we're starting to find out more details about this. And the first story
This is about Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, maybe I should... Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
But Morgan Wallen reportedly was really upset because his baby mama and somebody that he was very serious with had eloped and just gotten married to somebody else that weekend or something like that.
So, but I think that that's a very funny reason to go out and get blackout drunk, because you had all of the ability, and it's not like you've not dated in between as well. So, like, the thought that, like, oh my gosh, they're with someone
else.
That's
little D energy.
That is
little
D energy.
Dude, especially if you're rich. Like, if you are rich, do you not understand the problems you don't have, and that, like, your baby mama, while you're out here sleeping with all the groupies?
Yes.
But here's the other thing.
Like, but you're mad now.
If you're that baby mama who just eloped and married the other guy, who's just basically a younger, hotter version of you anyhow, because they look very similar.
Oh, do they?
So she has horrible taste.
But
I like Morgan Wallen, for the record, by the way.
I'm saying, like looks-wise.
He's not a good-looking guy.
No.
Even with all the money in the world, he's not a good-looking guy.
But, I mean, it's kind of like the John Mayer effect, man. Like, I mean, like, John Mayer is an interesting-looking guy, and once you pick up a guitar and can sing, it's like, whoa, you are hot.
Yeah. But I feel like John Mayer has a look to him, as opposed to, like, Morgan Wallen just feels like...
Sure, it's just not your flavor. Morgan
Wallen looks like every normal dude that works at Jiffy Lube. Like,
the type of guy who's going to get drunk and throw a chair off of a six-story bar.
But he's the sort of guy that does that. If you're the ex, you go, oh, I made the right decision.
100%.
Like, this guy finds out that I got married to somebody else, and he's going to chuck a chair off of a bar. And then we see some more stuff that surfaced today of him hitting on some girls that look a lot like Mahoney in a dress.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like a Nashville 2.
Yeah, Nashville 2 for sure. I don't know if this is going to be the end of Morgan Wallen as we know it, but this is certainly
no. You know what's
going to
be the end of him? Because he was picking a fight with in a tongue-in-cheek way the other night about Taylor Swift, where he mentioned her in a concert where, you know, he sold out two nights in a row at this huge arena, and it's, you know, set attendance records there, and then said, oh, that's until, you know, like, Taylor Swift comes to town, and then his whole crowd booed her, which, ooh. Just, dude, if you are, there's a couple groups you don't mess with. The group that, the battle royale for the ages that I want to see, the Church of Scientology versus Swifties, because it's like, you want to talk about groups that will just are relentless if you come after them?
Yeah,
I think the Swifties win.
You've got a better chance against the cops that you threw a metal chair at from six stories up than you do against a bunch of Swifties.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Hell yeah!
They may not have all of their teeth, but they almost have 10 fingers.
We gonna get
it's the Redneck Report. Dave and Mahoney.
So we were talking about how people were going nuts for the eclipse. And, you know, some people were just like, I want to see it. It's an event. We had one guy call into the show and said that he was driving to Texas for a jacuzzi party, which we all know what that means, right? That's all code. Like, if I'm like, hey, come to my hot tub for an eclipse party, like, things are going to get weird, right?
Yeah.
Even though it was, you know, earlier in the day, like, we're starting drinking wine coolers at 9 a.m.
It's dark.
Whatever happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's dark.
We don't know whose hands whose in this hot tub, now do we?
So a 22-year-old woman from Florida, she decided she was going to take a little bit different approach. Did not attend a hot tub party. She just started shooting at people on the interstate because she claims that God told her to do it through the eclipse. Isn't that nice?
Okay, that's good. Interesting.
She said that she was instructed by God, so she had to listen. Went on a shooting spree. Said it was related to the total solar eclipse. Even though, you know, Florida and Georgia were not really in the eclipse path. I don't know why she felt like
God
was talking to her.
What if God really did just be like, hey, yo,
shoot everyone.
It's
gonna be dark for 3 minutes. Go nuts.
It's like the Purge. A burning bush talked to Moses, and we believe that, so we're going to discount what God told this woman.
She was driving a Dodge Challenger. What color do you suppose it was?
Purple.
It was purple.
Yes.
Dude, that was pretty good. That was prophetic of me.
If you're shooting in public,
it's
God told you to do so. It's Florida. It's definitely a purple car. Yeah.
So, as we've talked about many times, I want to retire to the Villages one day in Florida. And it's because all of the fun stuff that happens there, like this lady, 62 years old, she basically drove herself straight to the police department in her white golf cart. She admitted to having a few too many Cosmopolitans, and then she went and did an illegal U-turn right in front of the police department, caused this huge accident, and they come out and they're like, really? Leanne, you're drunk again? She's like, maybe.
Again, Dave, I know I have suggested this many times. I mean, America, we need to take it back to a simpler time. Like, we need to install drunk driving lanes for golf carts in the villages.
With bumpers, just like when you go bowling, you know? Just put the bumpers up when everyone's had a few too many drinks and you can just wiggle your way home.
You know, this is a master plan community. You know everybody down there doesn't care. You know, they're like, what's the worst that's going to happen to me? I'm old. I'm retired. I'm ready to call it a day. If I get a ticket for driving my golf cart drunk, like, let's just skip all the rigmarole. Those lanes, that will solve all the problems.
And finally, one woman from Oklahoma, her name is Angela Harrison. She was arrested after stealing a Jeep Liberty. She claimed that it was a birthday tip from a former Waffle House customer. And the Tulsa police, for whatever reason, didn't believe her.
I know a couple people who've owned a Jeep Liberty over the years, and they are some of the worst. They're maybe some of the worst products Jeep has ever put out. That is not a tip. That is a burden that they have given you.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So, you guys, today is the day. After 4 short weeks of my mother-in-law visiting,
an entire calendar month,
she is finally headed home today.
Dave, I remember us having this conversation like 6 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Where she had just left after a month.
Yeah.
Again, and then like 2 weeks later, she was back for another month.
Yeah.
So I know you're happy and excited now to get your house back just because having guests in your house, especially guests who love to co-opt your favorite place on the couch, mm-hmm. who take control of the TV at night.
Yeah.
And just having people there.
Having anyone in my house for a month is a lot.
Right. Have you thought about renovating that space?
The room
bedroom
that she sleeps in,
where she sleeps.
Turning it into literally anything else?
Yeah.
No, because then I feel like she would just, like, sleep on the living room floor. So, my wife...
You need to put those, like, what they do in, like, New York City, the, like, where they put, like, chains and spikes on, like, any flat surface so people just can't lay down.
Sleep on them, yeah.
Yeah.
So, we went out last night for a dinner because my wife was like, oh, she's leaving town tomorrow, and, you know, she's been wanting to take her to this great little restaurant down by her house, hadn't had a chance to do it yet. She's like, should we go out? Now, for me, I was like, yes, because this is a celebration dinner. I'm very excited to take her out one last time before into the wind she goes.
Celebration dinner. Dude, that is so petty, and I love
and
it.
Also,
I love that.
She's into the wind like a boomerang, Dave, because she will be back.
She's going to crocodile Dundee my ass
in
for
2 to 3 weeks.
Well, no, the next time that they were planning to get together was for 4th of July and not in your home, so maybe you can try and push some events. Oh, no, your son's birthday is on the 20th.
She made a comment about that last night. She goes, oh, well, you know, Duke's birthday is coming up on the 20th. She goes, I don't think I can be back by then. And I said, oh, it's okay. She goes, did you say it's okay? I'm like, sure did. Yeah, it's fine. We'll handle this one. She ain't coming back for Duke's birthday.
Did she feel the... You know how you can sense things? Did she feel
ready? I don't think she can
ready?
Sense things.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's been 4 weeks of her in my house, and I don't think that she is aware at all. Like, it's just a joy for me to walk into the living room and have her there pounding a Bud Light.
So how did this dinner go?
Dinner was pretty good, but I'm curious you guys' opinion on etiquette. Because so my wife got a steak, and I got a steak, and she got a steak.
Right.
And all the steaks came out at the same time, as they do. And I order my steak rare. My steak was medium well at best.
Ooh,
and my wife got a filet. She got it medium, and it was well done.
Oh,
like,
no.
Trace
if you overshoot a filet by two or you overshoot yours by three, rare to medium
and
well
so,
is unacceptable.
And so I was like, because I hate sending
But if
food
you've got
back.
Medium well when you ask for rare or rare plus even, that's like atrocious.
And right. So I'm like, hey, you know, like I apologize to the server, of course. I'm like, I'm sorry. But, you know, and she's like, oh, my God, like,
what?
Can't believe they did that.
Yeah.
Our cooks fell asleep back there.
I feel bad for her. But my mother-in-law, she didn't ask, like, if she should just eat her meal while we were waiting for ours to come out. And in hindsight, I'm kind of glad she didn't, because it took a while for the steaks to come back out to the point where the manager came over and he's like, I'm so sorry these took so long. They're on us. So, like, they just...
Wow. That's good service.
It's good service.
At least in that, you know, acknowledging the mistake. So, I mean, she just started to eat?
She didn't start to eat. By the time our food got on the table, she had her to-go box packed up.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Well, so here's where I had a problem, though, is that as she was eating, she kept talking about how wonderful her steak was. And I was just kind of like, could you just, you know, enjoy your steak?
What did she order her steak?
She ordered hers. It may have been one off, but it was pretty close.
Yeah.
And then, but as she was eating her steak, she kept talking about how progressively each bite kept getting better and closer to the temperature that she ordered it at, which was medium rare.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, but did you find these to be great steaks when they did come out?
They were delicious. Yeah.
Ended
up working out. I'm just curious. Like, I felt like in that situation, I would have said, hey, do you want me to, at least at minimum,
ask.
Do you want me to wait for you guys?
No. That's garbage.
So,
but at least the courtesy ask.
No, you don't. There's no courtesy ask.
I would have done the courtesy.
My food is here. It's cooked fine. I'm eating. Sorry, sucks to be you. They're like, there's no. Like, what am I going to wait for the steak to get cold? No, man. There's no etiquette there.
No.
My food is here.
It's not even a fake ass.
It's a fake ass.
But and the
you
other
still
thing,
ask.
I have a big problem with fake ass.
I do. BBLs are atrocious at dinner time.
So like if I were to ask my father-in-law, this is the reason why I didn't ask my father-in-law if I could marry his daughter, because if he would have said no, I still would have done it. Like, that's not, like, it's perfunctory. I'm not going to ask something I know I'm not going to actually follow through with. So
it's like, kind of like the fake reach for the credit card, though. Like, you have no intention, which, by the way, she also didn't do. But, you know, like, you kind of like, oh, are you sure? Oh, okay, well, thank you so much.
I mean, but you don't get, like, if there's no expectation, like she's really going to pay for it, or she would really not wait to eat this food. Like, not asking is the way to go. Like, I feel like asking these fake questions
seems a little selfish.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like...
Does it? Or does it feel like you're just being true? I would take somebody who's being true to themselves over somebody who's going to, like, basically do these...
somebody faking it sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, not all the time, but sometimes, man.
Dave, you know I love you, and... I'm with Shelly on this one. I'm Team Shelly.
Oh, my gosh. This is dramatic.
Team Shelly.
Why don't you get on that plane with her today and get the hell out of here?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Yay!
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney? Call 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please record your message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I have a personal opinion about Tom Hanks, and that is, I think Bill Murray is funnier than Tom Hanks. I like Bill Murray more than Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks is good, don't get me wrong, but Bill Murray, love you, bro.
Message deleted.
I feel like they're two completely separate silos, because
Bill Murray is definitely funnier, but Tom Hanks has more range as far as what he can do.
I don't know. I think they're both funny. I think Tom Hanks is as funny as Bill Murray.
You know, there was those stories that were circulating probably a couple years ago now about Bill Murray and how he was kind of turning into an a-hole and this and that. I'm like, Bill Murray, to me, can do no wrong. I give him a pass for almost anything. He's one of the very few good Bills we have left. I mean, after Bill Cosby burned us, you know, Bill O'Reilly, I trusted you, you son of a bitch.
I'm surprised he hasn't put out a line of adult toys yet. Really, I mean, it's a hot market.
It really is.
I don't know. I just don't think that there's any role that I can see Bill Murray in replacing Tom Hanks, or Tom Hanks replacing Bill Murray in, and it being better one way or the other. So I like them both equally. I think they're, you know, generational actors, and they're both great. It's going to be a sad day when they're no longer acting.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I'm supposed to go to Coachella with my cousin, and I don't know how many brain cells she has because she can't seem to find our wristbands, even though they were delivered to her over 2 weeks ago. So what would you do if you're in my situation?
Message deleted.
I think that person who lost your wristbands owes you money. And I know that that would be probably the termination of that friendship or relationship for a hot
weekend,
minute.
This weekend, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
This weekend.
Oh, so it's the heat is on, if you will. Let me ask you guys this. Would you rather go to a festival with a really dumb person like she's talking about with her cousin, or would you prefer to be the really dumb one out of the group that is at the festival?
If you're the dumbest person in a group, you're the happiest person.
Seems like it. I'm with you on that.
I don't want to be, if I'm the smartest person in a room, I'm in the wrong room.
Is that why you're so happy here? Because Audrey and I just were so intelligent.
I think I may be in the wrong room.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I have a question for Audrey. Have you ever kissed a guy with a stash, or does your husband have a mustache, like a handlebar mustache? I'm curious because I've never kissed a guy with a stash, and I'm interested. Message deleted.
So stash beard combo.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes.
But your husband, didn't he just have a stash for a while, or was he talking about it and then you talked him out of it?
That big part. What's up with that?
Every woman who's either in a relationship with a man with a beard has had that conversation where they do not want us to mold our beards into handlebar, ridiculous looking mustaches.
Well, because you guys do it into ridiculous handlebar mustaches.
Dude, it looks
mustaches
so cool,
are
though.
In.
Mahoney, you cannot be trusted to handle your facial hair on your own. You have made some very questionable choices.
You do like Fu Manchu dramatics.
I can't believe your wife stayed with you during those years.
Dude, I miss my big mustache. Like there was, I mean, this was about 10 years ago. I went full like Don Fry, Raleigh Fingers.
It wasn't
your best. Big ass mustache, and I loved it.
It's amazing to me that dudes think that they look awesome with those because you don't, man.
And I'm not trying to say it's like, for the male gaze, like not for the LGBTQ community, but I mean, like it's for the male gaze. Like you guys want to be looked
dudes
at by
doing
other,
it for other dudes.
Dudes.
No.
Just because saying, look at my sweet ass mustache.
Those mustache, bro.
Yeah, like you're just like you want to be like seen as like the cool fun guy when there's nothing sexually arousing about that
to you because you're a pretty well adjusted.
Your wife enjoyed it. Your wife enjoyed it.
I know where you're going with this.
She's also well adjusted. You're well adjusted, but I will say the mustache is a beacon for women who have
daddy issues,
who have certain types of issues, and are usually pretty fun.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
I realize this makes me kind of a mean person, but I am really enjoying what's going on in the studio right now. So yesterday there was this thing with Audrey where there was some sort of static electricity and you just kept getting shocked with everything that you would touch.
Headphones.
And beyond that, like your headphones on your head while we're doing the radio show were shocking you.
You could hear the,
like the crackle
coming through the ears, like, you know, like of the headphones. And,
it was,
you know,
it was not an enjoyable experience.
I like that we saw the pain tolerance of you and the pain tolerance of Chris because he came in and tested those to make sure it just wasn't you who had all the static electricity being built up. And you handled that shock way better than Chris.
Well, because you're not expecting it. It was the element of surprise, not the actual pain.
But you took the shocker well. It was fine. But it was pretty serious because when you were getting shocked, like one of the computer monitors over here in front of me was blacking out.
Dude, like,
I'm like, what is going on?
I wasn't being dramatic whenever I was saying. I was trying to keep it cool because we were doing Cover Your Ears whenever it was going on. And like I said, it was shocking me to the point where I'm surprised I didn't yelp the first time it happened, but I felt like I had a bark collar on or something dramatic.
Pretty aggressively.
Yeah.
And I was really thrown off by what was going on. I'm like, are you okay? What's happening? Because you were acting.
I didn't want to.
Like you were being shocked.
I didn't want to bulldoze the bit. So I was suffering in silence.
I will say, though, Mahoney was safe yesterday. He was just fine. But today, you're making some adjustments to the lights that we have in the studio because we do a stream every day, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. And so you have these lights in the studio that you were adjusting a bit today, and you got shocked a couple of times.
I've been
just
shocked
a few
like seven
ago.
Times.
And
I'm filing workman's comp right now.
If I could give you.
We're out. Are you getting shocked again?
Yes.
It's happening right now again?
Yes.
Just talk.
So if I hear, let me see. So what it is that, can you hear it?
No, I can't hear it, but I can see your reaction.
If I roll the chair, hang on, let me try and be as quiet as possible.
He just ran into the microphone.
Oh, it hurts so bad. Do I need to do it again?
No, stop.
Yeah. You should see it.
My like, legs like shaking like I got an itch in the back of my ear like a dog. So funny. Yeah, no, I'm getting electrocuted, guys. So
Mahoney's walking around and he's adjusting these lights and he's so determined to get the lights right, but he's getting shocked every time that he's doing
touching
it. That he's just going, ah!
It's that scene in Ghostbusters, right? At the very beginning.
So if you hold on to the desk because I'm grounding myself.
You're okay.
I'm okay. But no, the second I let go.
Yeah.
Stop it. I'm kind of starting to like it.
Dumbass.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Dave and Mahoney present
Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Do I have to?
James is joining us today for a round of Lazy Bones Mahomes. So, James, let me ask you a question. Do you think that Mahoney is very efficient or incredibly lazy?
I think he's very efficient.
Very efficient. So he's barking up the right tree here. Mahoney?
Dave, many moons ago, when I was on a spirit quest, and I came across a cave similar to the one where the Dead Sea Scrolls were once found.
Ah, yes.
I also found some scrolls.
I see.
That said, young man. I don't know how these scrolls knew that I was a young man, but maybe since they were just ancient, they knew I was young. They said, young man, the key to happiness and a good life is working smart, not harder. And ever since that day, I have pledged to work smarter, not harder.
Sure. Okay. So.
Yeah.
So, James, I'm going to read you two things that Mahoney's wife has texted me from behind the scenes, because even though he sort of plays up this character on air, it's much more real behind the scenes than we would like to admit. So one of these two things is true, and you're trying to find the truth, okay?
Okay.
Now, Audrey and I do not know the correct answer, so we'll try to talk it out with you. Here's the first one. This one is entitled, Lazy Bones Mahomes, Sir, That Doesn't Go There. After plowing through an entire jumbo Easter bag of Starbursts and Skittles, Mahoney was left with a pile of wrappers. Instead of getting up and throwing them away, he crumbled them all up. It took both hands. He shoved them into the pockets of his pajamas. These same pajama pants were washed the next day by his wife, unknowingly with the wrappers still in the pocket. When Mahoney was alerted to the wax paper mess that filled the washing machine, he shrugged his shoulders and said, "Baby, you know Laundry 101 is checking the pockets first."
That is Laundry 101.
That is Laundry 101.
100%. Yeah. And in my defense.
No.
Yes. She knows.
Gotta check the pockets.
She knows I'm on a diet right now. So how dare you accept a gift from somebody and bring sour Skittles, and you know I love Starburst, that were soft as hell, into the house.
It's her fault that you ate two handfuls of Starburst and Skittles?
And
her fault that she didn't check for your wrappers?
That is her fault.
I could not hold all of the wrappers in one hand so that my, like, pockets on there were a good place.
That is some interesting behavior from you, Mahoney. I feel like you were the kid at a slumber party whose socks were always half on their feet because they were running amok.
There's something to be said about a half-on sock, though.
You know what I'm talking about. It's a chaotic energy.
No, that's the sport mode for a sock, because you can either just whip it off or you can fully put it on.
You can flick it off and, like, use it as a weapon.
That's if you just happen to have a handful of nickels.
Or a handful of Starbursts.
Or a handful of Starbursts.
Or their wrappers.
Only if they're stale, though.
All right.
Stale Starburst.
James, here we go on number two. Again, only one of these is true. We're trying to find the truth here. The second one. Mahoney is trying to be a low-carb queen, so he is eating a disturbing amount of nuts to keep him satisfied. While sitting on the couch eating from a Costco bag of pistachios, he neglected to obtain a receptacle for the pistachio shells. So he put the empty shells, which he puts in his mouth to suck off the salt while he breaks them apart with his teeth.
Gotta get that salt.
Back into the bag of full pistachios. When I pointed out how disgusting this was, he sighed and said, "Baby, do you want me to eat healthy or not?"
And in my defense here, you know that I have switched over to the shellless pistachios as of late.
Good for you, man. Less work.
I used to think these people were monsters, but I have changed my tune on that because, again, smarter, not harder. And again, it's all going to the same place. And the pistachio dust gets literally everywhere if you leave those shells out.
Okay. So I think, and James, I'm just giving you my first thoughts on this. I think that the pistachio one is absolutely true.
You do?
I do. The first one sounds alarmingly true as well. I just don't believe that his wife washed his pants. I think that she would make him wash his own pajama pants, and that means that they wouldn't get washed at all. That's where I think the fit is.
We are divided.
Okay.
We are a house divided at all the moment, Dave. I think number one is 100% true.
It does sound believable.
Mm-hmm. Because he's traveling a lot, and I think that she probably was just trying to get all of his stuff together for him before he left. And I also think that maybe he was trying to hide the amount of wrappers that he actually ate as evidence and didn't want to throw them away immediately because he does tend to hide the, you know, the food, the bad food.
Let me just further this, though. I think that Mahoney, Aaron doesn't make mistakes. So I feel like if she was going to wash his pants, she would have checked the pockets first. And I also think if she had not checked the pockets and there was a huge waxy mess in the washer, that he would not have had the stones to tell her that's laundry 101. She would have come off the top rope and beat his ass.
But it's also
in my defense, and I will give you one more piece to this story. I did throw those pants into the washer myself because I used the washer as a hamper.
So she was supposed to check the pockets.
Yeah, she was supposed to pull them out and check first.
You are such a
monster.
That was
what she was supposed to do.
You're a monster. Yeah. Number one, totally true. I'm standing by it.
Yep.
Okay, so
I'm number one too.
All right, so number one, the Starburst Skittles wrappers in the pocket. Mahoney ended up throwing them into the washer. That one is true, is what James's final answer is. Mahoney, is he correct?
Dave, this time, you, sir, are absolutely wrong, and James and Audrey are correct!
Well done, James.
I don't know if I feel good about that.
Happy to be wrong, but yeah, I mean, so you actually did say that's Laundry 101 after you made the mess?
I mean, in jest.
You're a villain.
Oh.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
I get that dating in 2024 can be difficult, you guys. I mean, we're all married in this room. But, you know, Chris obviously is still in the dating field. It's challenging. But, Chris, have you ever had anyone share a negative story about you as a date with somebody else in a public forum, like post about you?
No. I mean, you guys remember back to the time of the girl that wrote the book?
Yeah, I remember that.
And I had to go on a date with her, and she had to write about our date, and she actually wrote very nice things about me in that book.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. She was kind of doing like a social experiment, but that's good to hear that you passed the test, if you will.
I had somebody try to write a negative review about me on a person review site.
Uh-huh.
And this dumbass bitch didn't realize that I knew the owner of that particular site and had it taken down.
Oh. You're hilarious.
Mahoney's got the inside scoop.
That's right. And she lied, dude. That was the worst part about it. I'm like, all of these are just fabricated. I'm sorry. You need to shower more.
So they're there.
Drama.
Wow. So there's a California man. His name is
Stuart. Fat now, too.
Yeah. Stuart Lucas Murray. He is suing more than 50 women for $2.6 million after they shared negative stories about him on a Facebook page called Are We Dating the Same Guy? It's actually a fairly popular page, but hang on a second. More than 50 women went on this same Facebook page to talk about what a terrible date you are. I don't mean to, you know, cast judgment here because I'm not sure how these dates actually went, but I'm guessing that if 50 women, and who knows how many more there were that didn't go on this Facebook group, but if 50 different women went onto this Facebook group and were talking about what a terrible date you are, is it possible that you actually are just a terrible date?
I mean, there's a thing about slander. It's a real thing. And I'm curious whether or not this will set a precedent if he wins this particular court case.
So the lawsuit stems from his belief that the women damaged his dating life and reputation by posting him on the Facebook group. Now, the judge granted an anti-slap motion to prevent the abuse of the legal system to silence the women and is hoping that this ruling will set a precedent. So basically, it sounds like the judge is siding with all of the women who were just basically sharing their firsthand account with Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that that's the case, right? Because if this guy really is trying to manipulate the legal system and actually sue them for $2.6 million, which is a lot of money,
you know,
that's
wild. I keep hearing these things, and I'm not necessarily like that saying that I'm agreeing with this gentleman in particular, but I do think that there is some harm in these sort of sites. I'm not saying I agree with this instance, but I think that if you're slandering people, because people do get online and start saying all crazy, dramatic
things. When
they're
butt hurt, especially emotionally. I mean, look at Yelp. Look at how Yelp can't be controlled. Now you throw in even more emotions into that. Again, I think, speaking from firsthand knowledge, you know, whatever, 15 years ago, however long ago that was, being lied and slandered on the internet, I will say, not great.
I agree with you a little bit, Mahoney, on that.
It's almost like some common sense we could land somewhere in the middle, right?
Right.
Yeah. Dave and Mahoney.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
There's nothing you can say they haven't heard before.
Leave us a message by calling 833-YO-DUMMY.
Hey, Mahoney, you're not a loser. People are just jealous because you're on the radio making big bucks. And you're good looking.
Thank you.
Not that I'm, you know, I don't swing that way, but hey, that's why they're calling in, because they're jealous. They're just trolling. Have a good day, man. Forget everybody else. You are a number one.
Message.
Appreciate that. I've also never understood the people who are the guys out there, because I think this is a guy thing, who get so crazy offended when another man says they're, like, good looking.
I mean, that's a high compliment, like, where he's like, I'm not gay, but I've thought about it.
Like, the only place I have ever done well, like, you know, I've got plenty of friends of all backgrounds and persuasions.
Yeah.
But, and I love, like, in my 20s, loved going to gay bars with my friends.
Yeah.
Because I would get all the drinks. Like,
you
was.
You ever feel like you should reciprocate?
If the moment ever happened, whatever, it never did. But if it did, whatever. But I'm saying, like, now that I'm older, like that, like I don't get compliments. Like, my wife, I was at a Trader Joe's, and my wife said there was a cashier flirting with me, which I don't know if I'm just so far out of the game that I didn't.
That cashier is not flirting with you. They're supposed to be nice at Trader Joe's.
No. Like, he was being cheap. Like, thinking about.
Oh, was
thinking,
it he? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't a woman.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, women do not flirt with me. Like, but he was another big burly brother like myself.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like, after we were walking out, she was like, oh, yeah, that guy was 100%. Flirting with you.
Looking for some bear-on-bear action.
I was like, all right. Okay. I mean, it made me feel good about myself.
But there is something to be said, because, like, Dave, you just said bear-on-bear action or whatever. But, I mean, there for women, because I love getting compliments from women.
I love compliments. Anybody who likes me, I like you. Mm-hmm. Like, you could be the worst person in the world, but you like me. I'm like, they're all right. They like me. Yeah, it's fine.
It just feels like it's a guy's guy thing. Like, it's like, hey, cool, dude. Like, thank you for understanding that I'm a man and that this looks good. Like, yes. Like, thank you for that. I think that that's how a woman's brain operates. It's like, yeah, girl. Like, I appreciate that. I don't know.
It's a compliment. Anybody who thinks I'm attractive, I like.
It doesn't have to be a gay thing.
No, I mean, but it
normally is.
Yeah, but I'll take
it. It's fine.
But I don't agree with that.
I mean, guys,
he's just
traditional
saying his experience. Yeah,
yeah. I'm talking about my experiences. I like
because you do look like a bear.
Yeah, sure.
Dudes are out there shooting their shot.
I mean, you know, my wife dies and I get lonely. Well, whatever.
You're already accustomed to the double income, no kids lifestyle.
Can I? If I can find a bear to support me, let's go.
Sugar bear.
Sugar bear.
Hi, this is Britt, and I just wanted to know, what is your favorite Starburst flavor?
Message deleted.
Ironically, Mahoney, I'm sure that you have a favorite Starburst flavor.
Unpopular opinion. The lemon, the yellow.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
You're a criminal.
Dude, there's not a bad Starburst flavor, but I feel like yellows get the most overlooked. And so I love lemon flavored anything. So I go yellow.
Not even close. There's a reason why they've made Starburst exclusively in pink bags now, because pink is the best without question.
Yep. Pink and red. But, you know, Mahoney, what other weird flavors do you like other than yellow Starburst? Because I feel like we could go down. This is such a unique thing about you. Yellow Starburst. Do you have other non-fan favorites of candies?
I mean...
Do you also like the yellow and green Skittles? I can't even get it out because it just feels so wrong.
I used to love the green Skittle when it was lime. I don't know if they've reverted it back, but then when they changed it to sour apple, that was a dark day in my life.
And Nerds, what color Nerds?
Purple.
Okay. Always
purple Nerds.
Well, purple's normal, but I thought you were going to say like the yellow Nerds.
If you've never had the chewy Nerds, change your life. Pick some up at the gas station.
What, like the clusters?
They have chewy Nerds now. And they are amazing.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I can take your recommendation after you saying you eat yellow Starbursts.
If you don't like your yellow Starbursts, send them here to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. I will eat the hell out of them.
Gross. Nerds! Gross.
Nerds!
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. Since the eclipse just happened, there's been talk of the world ending. It didn't happen, but what do you think about that?
Message deleted.
I mean, why do we care if the world ends? If it ends, we're all gone. Yeah, like, I mean, like, there's nothing we can do about it. Like, also,
game,
do you want to
match? It's over.
Do you want to be around if the world is not here and things aren't here and people aren't here? Nah, man. Like, the post-apocalyptic thing.
It's supposed to be where you go after.
That's why I try to live every day as if this could be the end of the world. Like, I'm always out there just trying to have a good time, where if it did end today, I'd be like, yeah, it's a pretty fun day. Pretty fun.
And then Mahoney's last day on Earth could be eating a yellow Starburst.
I'd die happy.
You deserve to die for that.
Dave and Mahoney.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Okay, guys, it's time for us to be the judge, the jury, and the executioner on this teacher's career. She is from Ohio. Her name is Eileen Washburn. She is facing termination for allegedly taking 2 sick days to attend an out-of-state concert.
Your sick days and your vacation days, you can use however you want, in my opinion.
Yeah. Sick days means I'm sick of working at this bitch. I'm out.
Fair. I mean, like, you can use your sick days. If that's a mental health day, like, go and recoup and regenerate and do whatever you need to do for burnout. If she comes back able to teach and continue her job in the way that she was doing before, I see nothing wrong with this.
So I think part of the problem, and I do understand this side of it, is that she was being dishonest about it. You know, like, she took the sick leave to go to this concert, and then she was asked about it in what they called a pre-disciplinary meeting. Like, hey, like, just tell us what's going on here. And she probably at that point should have dropped, hey, I needed a couple of, like, mental health things.
But it doesn't matter.
I'll say this.
You don't have to. It's HIPAA. I don't have to tell you what I'm doing with my sick days.
Like, I'm sick. Depending on what the, the organization's rules are, like, how many sick days do you need before you need a doctor's note? My guess is it's not 2. Usually most places start at 3 or 4 days. You'll need a doctor's note if you want to continue to use sick days. But if you have sick days, let people use them. Stop getting involved in people's lives outside of work. This school should be ashamed. The administrators should be ashamed. It's disgusting.
It didn't affect the kids.
It's fine.
It didn't affect her job.
You know, like, you have these days for a reason. And who cares? She could have been out punching babies, and that could have been her.
Cannot have a mental health day where you punch babies, Mahoney.
Well, baby rhinos.
Oh, yeah, they could take it.
They got tough skin.
They're like little tanks. But it's just, man, like, get out of my personal life and stop calling me. Stop sending me after-hours emails. All of this stuff needs to stop. The work-life balance is so out of whack in this country. And the fact that they're talking about firing this woman
and she's been on unpaid leave while they've been deciding whether or not they're going to fire her.
I mean, especially in the climate of the world that we're living in right now, where, like, the teacher's salary is quite honestly, but you could work for the same amount of a Chick-fil-A.
I'm surprised that she could afford a concert ticket, honestly.
To go out of state? Yeah. As if there's an abundance of people who are out here trying to improve the education of the youth. Like, we have an abundance of that. The teachers are like honeybees. They're dying off, and we need more. For this whole thing to work.
If she's a good teacher, let her keep her job. If she's a crappy teacher, I get it. You're looking for a way to fire her. Maybe this is it.
Dave and Mahoney.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Glitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash.
Dave and Mahoney.
So this is pretty wild because her shutting down the rumors kind of almost gives more credibility to it. But Gwen Stefani has come out and shut down divorce rumors of her and Blake Shelton going their separate ways. She did an interview with Nylon Magazine. Never heard of it. She married Blake Shelton back in July of 2021, discussed her latest single, and talked about her insecurities within the relationship. But Stefani mentioned feeling paranoid despite being in love with Shelton and credited the strength of their marriage to their shared values. But she dismissed outside chatter about their relationship, emphasizing their mutual understanding of the truth. But her even saying that is
what's a mutual
strange.
Understanding of the truth? That's some lawyer like what mutual is that, like an unconscious coupling? Like when words like mutual understanding of the truth are getting thrown around, something went down.
Well, I mean,
something.
I think that relationships have turbulent times, and I think Blake Shelton is also somebody who enjoys in some libations from time to time. Maybe they just hit a rough patch, and maybe they were thinking
like
about.
Such a nice guy.
Yeah, well,
he
you
really
can be
does.
Nice and drunk, man. I mean, like, I'm not saying he's like a violent drunk. I'm just saying that, like,
he's always got something
not,
in that silver
it
cup.
It is not. What I'm trying to look for here. It is not a unknown thing about his drinking habits.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of like the pillar of his career, is, you know, that he always has a drink in his hand. Winona Judd, another country artist, her daughter is having a relatively rough week. Grace Pauline Kelly, 27 years old, the daughter of Winona Judd, was arrested in your home state of Alabama after allegedly exposing herself at a busy intersection. Said that she revealed her breasts and her lower body while at the corner of a busy intersection.
Yeah, yeah. What was her name?
Winona Judd's daughter.
Grace Pauline Kelly. And if you want to look her up, again, 27 years old, relatively rough 27 years.
All right.
But she allegedly refused to identify herself and follow police commands when she was approached by an officer, charged with indecent exposure and obstructing government operations, and has been remanded to the county jail.
Thanks.
I ain't mad at her.
Yeah.
You do you. You set them free. If I could be topless, she could be topless.
So Carson
this
Daly.
This is America.
This is a strange story. Carson Daly revealed that him and his wife sleep in separate beds several times a week, a practice that they both secretly enjoy, he says. Not
well,
so much of a secret now.
I find this to be really weird because, like, whatever, Carson Daly. But there are so many celebrities who are coming out talking about their, it's called divorce sleeping.
Sleep divorce, yeah.
Yeah, yep. So I don't get that. Like, Cameron Diaz also came out not that long ago talking about it. It's just very weird that all of these celebrities.
My grandparents slept in different rooms because
too.
Somebody's a bad sleeper.
Or
you know,
snore
somebody snores.
Something.
It just
yeah.
feels weird to have to tell people about
Why
it.
Talk about That's what's kind of weird to me. I'm like, what are you trying to justify in this conversation talking about our relationship stronger than ever now that we don't sleep together? Like,
I mean,
it just feels so
wacky.
They don't
mean they're not banging it out. That just means that they're not, like, there are times I'm sure that most people would love to have a bed to themselves.
Yeah, but I just feel like this would lead to arguments because if you were going to bang it out, like, we're going to do it in your bed, right?
Yeah, but then you have a neutral space.
You have a neutral space?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a floor.
Is Switzerland of the home?
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, my God. Would you people shut up?
Dave and Mahoney.
So, Audrey, not that long ago, we were doing a bit of a showcase of how Mahoney is, you know, either lazy or efficient, depending on how you see it. I want to share something with you about what happened yesterday. So, Mahoney, after we finish up the show, he declares to me that he is going to do 90 minutes of exercise. So he has found an indoor mall that he is going to go walk in. And the reason why is because he had a weigh-in yesterday. He's on this diet and things are going pretty well.
They are.
It always seems that you take the diet a lot more seriously the day that you have to weigh in.
Right. It's like working out before you, like,
it's like
go
flossing,
to the beach tomorrow.
Flossing right before you go to the dentist, you know?
They know.
Yeah.
They know, but you know what? You're not going to floss before you go to the dentist, or you're not going to brush your teeth before you go to the dentist. So, you know, I had...
Valid, Mahoney.
I had 2 hours to kill before my weigh-in, and it was on the, you know, the place is on the other side of town. And so, for me... You know, I'm going to
get
first
a workout
off,
in, close your rings.
A Tommy Bahama outlet there as well, Dave.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So,
did you buy any Tommy Bahamas yesterday?
Only three.
Only three. Okay.
Only three?
Actually, sorry, four.
You restrained yourself. That's good.
I bought four.
But the reason why it struck me as odd is because, you know, Mahoney always claims to be the most efficient man in the world. And yesterday, I got a first-hand encounter of this efficiency.
Go on.
During this two-hour window that he had to go work out before his weigh-in, I received... his prep work.
Oh, I knew he did it on his phone.
And I was like, okay, I can tell that you just had, like, copied links from apps and stuff.
Yeah.
And dropped them in. Did you actually send your prep work while you were walking around an indoor mall browsing Tommy Bahamas?
Yeah. What else am I going to do? So I forgot to bring headphones. That was one of my things that I forgot because I you know, would listen to a podcast or listen to the station or whatever. And I forgot those. And so, again, I'm going to be walking for an hour plus, an hour and a half. Might as well get my work done for the day for today's show while I'm doing that. It actually made the walk go by incredibly quick. I may never sit down at a computer to do our prep for the show ever again.
Wonderful. So, perfect.
Why? What's wrong with
that? Why
did I not find good
Dave?
Stories? I found great stories.
I felt like they were all right. I felt like they were, I'm walking in a mall trying not to run into a kid or a lady in a rascal stories.
See, I think this is a you problem, Dave. I'm flipping the script here because you want us to do all sorts of Zoom calls and conference calls. Why do we have to work at a desk?
When is the last time that I asked you to get on a Zoom?
You used to do Zooms every day, like scheduling them at 6 a.m. for 10 a.m. on the dot after the show.
No, I did
you
not.
Dave. Farrah, look at me in my eyeballs and tell me right now. This is a you problem. This is a you.
I haven't asked you to get on a Zoom in a year.
Because you knew that we were complaining about
your Zooms. But we did so many during COVID that it was egregious. We still have PTSD.
No. It was even like maybe 6 months ago.
And Audrey,
you were on a Zoom kick.
If you remember, and I'm going to defend my killing two birds with one stone. You know, this is my health journey, Dave, that you are attacking.
Up.
I get that you want me to die so you can take my salary, but I want to live a long, healthy life. But Audrey said a couple weeks ago, she actually prefers when I send the stories
the links
in that particular manner when I do it on my phone because there's a picture and the headline is right there.
Thumbnails.
So she said she enjoyed it. Let's go to the person who handles all of our prep, our executive producer, Chris Jackson. Chris, did you find that my prep yesterday was more difficult to deal with than usual?
So it's easier to sift through that way because you guys do send duplicates a lot of the same topics and stuff. So it was kind of easy for me to look at it and go, okay, good, 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 good. But no, same thing. I'm with you. When I saw that story come in, because Mahoney sends his last of the day. When that came in that early, I knew exactly what was going on. I said, he's walking and sending prep. And I love that. I have a treadmill at my desk at home.
So this is a Dave issue.
And it's weird because I always usually side with Dave.
Yeah, and I was really counting on you. Some backup. How'd your weigh-in go? I hope you got fatter.
Dave and Mahoney.
You're listening to The Dave and Mahoney Show.
New message.
Call The Dave and Mahoney Show voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY.
That's 833-963-8669. Please leave a message after the tone.
I sort of understand those type of people. I have a business, and I went to this lady's house to deliver the product, and I was so excited that she was happy with it, and told her, I said, because I was a single parent, that I was so excited because now I could buy two new tires for my car. And she goes, how come you don't get four new tires for your car? And I said, well, I have other pending issues, you know, bills. And it's because she never worked a day in her life. She never had to live on a budget. And those people just simply don't understand.
Message deleted.
Yeah, I mean, when they say privilege, a lot of times that word gets misconstrued. But there is definitely a real part of that. Like, there used to be a used tire shop that I would go get my tires from
all the time
when I was a broke kid, right? I mean, like, there was waiting tables. I didn't have any money at all. I was just trying to figure it out. And, I mean, there was times where I was rolling dirty, you know, with expired tags.
Sure.
And, you know, tires that were bald where, like, the metal's coming through. And I would just hope that the used tire shop had the right type of tires that would fit on my car. And I'd get them for, like, $35. But the really interesting part of the story is that I had to go into the warehouse myself and look through these piles of used tires to try to find.
Go to the junkyard?
Never went to the junkyard.
To the junkyard a lot with my stepdad, and there was plenty of times we were finding parts for my car, his car. He could fix anything on his car. He had like an old Volvo, you know, station wagon, and like literally put like 400,000 miles on that thing, but would go to the junkyard on a pretty regular basis.
What a skill. What a skill to be able to do that.
Absolutely. But I think that there is something that, like, it makes you appreciate. You know, you are a guy, we're doing great, you know, like doing the show, all the things.
Yep.
You appreciate everything you've got, you know, because you grew up in a family that loved you, But you had
didn't have a ton of money.
Six kids.
You know, being raised by anybody.
Being raised in the booming metropolis of Brainerd, Minnesota, where all of the industry is.
But like you appreciate it that much more when you do get past it. But I will say this: she is so right, though. Even no matter how successful we ever get or how much money I have, I get angry when I have to buy four tires. Like, you're telling me, like, especially like driving an all-wheel drive vehicle, uh-huh, and you like one tire goes and you're like, oh, you need to replace all four.
No, I don't.
And I'm like,
no, I don't.
And then it's like, because it's usually my wife's car, because she's got an all-wheel drive vehicle, and I'm just like, and then they start giving you the, like, oh, well, it's safer this way. Then you start thinking about, like, well, what happens if one tire blows and the car flips and then it's my fault because I chose not to spend the extra money on all four tires. And so that's like, then I, like, pull out the credit card, make that stupid payment. Just hate it. I will never not hate buying four tires at
every
once.
Every single time.
Every
Please
time.
Leave a message after the tone.
It doesn't matter what other people think of the radio station. In our eyes, the listeners' eyes, you guys are number one. You guys have the right chemistry, and, I mean, basically you guys pull it off. You guys do a good job. You guys rarely argue on the radio, and if you do, it's just joking around. But your listeners love you guys. If they didn't, they wouldn't be listening. You guys have a good week.
Message deleted.
Thank you for the kind words. There's a lot of radio executives over the years that have tried to like assemble different shows, put them together, you know, create the perfect team. Put people together that actually like each other
and want to work together,
want to spend time in the room.
And we've been on
over
shows.
To Audrey to see if she agrees.
No, I do. Of course. I mean, what do you mean? I don't agree. I'm incredibly likable. That's how I suckered you guys into this.
She got us.
I did.
She got us good.
I said, you guys like beer, huh? Me too.
Yeah, I love beer.
Idiots.
That's like us saying we like hiking.
Exactly.
Oh, God, all.
I actually do enjoy beer, but it's just so funny to think about like the, you know, the origin story of the three of us getting together was literally surrounded by beer. Yeah. And the fact that we get to enjoy that is kind of like a very cyclical moment every Friday for me personally.
And I'll tell you this. We've been a part of programs in the past where you argue. Why would we want to do that? Why would we want to ruin our own days arguing and yelling at each other?
That is so factual.
Yes.
Like, that sounds awful to me.
And sit in this room for 4 hours and just, like, scream or just sit in that awkward tension. I'm so not about that. Like, I'll tell you, you're being silly, like a silly little goose, but then whatever, just get over it. We have something else we got to talk about that's not related to whatever we disagreed about or disagree about in 4 more minutes. That would be a hostile and toxic, and I am so thankful that neither of you are toxic.
I disagree.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So this week, everyone's been talking about the eclipse, and of course, that includes every single news program in America, making sure that they're giving you the hard-hitting coverage of a thing that was, you know, to me, fairly underwhelming. It's like, oh, look, there's the...
I mean, cool, yeah, but like, all right.
Well, I really liked how some of the news organizations were scrambling to try to get the best footage, and a lot of them were accepting viewer submissions now, which obviously is a thing on basically any kind of news broadcast, right? When something is going down and people have different perspectives of it. Well, let's see what the people are seeing out there in the field. Unfortunately, for one Mexican news outlet called RCG Media, they accidentally aired some footage
of something that they probably shouldn't have.
A man's testicles.
During its coverage, were they in front of the sun? Did somebody put them in? What do they call that? Sunning the perineum is where you go out and you
sun your beehole. Yeah.
And your newts.
It's actually funny. I knew exactly what you're talking about because I was talking about somebody. Because wasn't there a celebrity that was into that?
Yeah, it was. I think it was like Matthew McConaughey, of course.
Of course it was.
Or Woody Harrelson, one of the two.
I was trying to remember the phrase for the sunning of the perineum the other day, and so I looked it up. But yeah, this is a little different. The anchors were rather stunned while one of them gasped in shock. The male colleague continued speaking, ignoring the obscene image, they say. But a man was using his testicles to block out the sun. Which is...
Did it work?
I mean, it's...
Yeah. You know what my favorite thing is about the eclipse, Dave? If you look at, like, Google Trends where you can compare, like, searches on anything from certain ranges, the week following any eclipse, you see a massive spike in searches for why do my eyes hurt?
Yes. Ouchies. Why do my eyeballs have the ouchies?
Yeah.
Because you stare directly into the sun, you moron.
But they, I guess this prank has taken off now, and there is more and more people that are trying to get the testicular eclipse involved in different news programs around the world. So don't be surprised if, especially this week, you see somebody's nuts.
I saw it.
You did?
I got testicular clips.
What did you think? What did you think of his testicles?
It was a little, it was a fair man, I'll say. Yeah. The hair looked a little fair.
Okay, yeah.
It seemed like he was a blonde man.
Eclipsicals.
I was trying that too. It's hard, but we got there.
Yeah, but we got there.
Not Ricky Martin hard, but still hard.
Ah, D.
That's a wrap.
Well, it's about time.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
At Dave and Mahoney.
They're everywhere.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram.
Listen anytime and on demand at DaveandMahoney.com.